This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Dhulm, oppression. What will oppression look like on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Dhulm, dhulamatun yawm al-qiyamah. Oppression will be darknesses on the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment is dark anyway, but it will be compounded by a person's oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees every dhulam. No matter how small your dhulam is on this dunya, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that person into account. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that day, if you took a dirham or a dinar of a person, if you took somebody's pound or dollar, or you oppress somebody, on that day, the Messenger of Allah said, you won't be able to repay that person through a dollar or a dime or a pound or a penny. That person will take your good actions. Imagine this narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who is the poorest from amongst you? So they began to enumerate individuals that they all knew, that person. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, not that person, it's that person who comes on the Day of Judgment and he has good actions equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. The mountain of Uhud goes for miles. That's how many good actions. He will have zakat, he will have sadaqah, he will have salah, he will have sawm, he will have done so many good actions. But this person had a problem. He was an oppressor. This person would abuse, he would swear, he would be unjust to individuals. So on the Day of Judgment, when your mother ain't gonna spare you, when your father ain't gonna spare you, every person that you done dhulm on will be lining up. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the line will be so long and his good actions will be given to those individuals, and another person will come until all his good actions, which were equivalent to the mountain of Uhud, will all finish. And there will still be people waiting. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their evil sins and place it on his shoulder until this person who came on the Day of Judgment with good deeds equivalent to the mountain of Uhud will be dragged into the fire of Jahannam. Imagine, you have so many good deeds, but you still end up in the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because al-dhulm, dhulamatun yawm al-qiyamah. Because dhulm will be oppression, will be darknesses on the Day of Judgment. And this is why every individual must understand, just to do good actions is not enough. A man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh, Messenger of Allah, I have two slaves, but these slaves, sometimes they don't do the work properly, sometimes they lie. So what I occasionally do is I beat them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember this, if your punishment is greater than their transgression, then on the Day of Judgment, Allah will not spare you. The man said, oh, Messenger of Allah, if that is the case, then the best thing I can do is free them. And he freed them. No person who has done zulm on this dunya will get away on that day. If you think that you are getting away with it in this dunya, let me tell you, the punishment in the hereafter is far greater than the punishment of this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who accuses his slave of fornicating, and that person will be lashed 80 lashes in front of the entirety of humankind. That day, even the animals will take revenge from each other. That animal which had a horn, which struck an animal which didn't have a horn, that animal will take revenge. The question may arise, why are animals taking revenge from others? Although animals are not responsible for their actions, they don't have to answer for their deeds on the Day of Judgment. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the believers that this is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the kafir sees this, that an animal will take revenge from another animal, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell these animals, now turn into dust, and they will all turn into dust. And Allah captures this scene in the Quran. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the kafir will see, when he sees his outcome, when he sees the animals have turned into dust, he'll say, I wish I could be also turned into dust. But you won't be turned into dust. The ulama say, who is this kafir who wants to be turned into dust? The ulama say that this is shaitan. The same shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, why should I prostrate to him? You made me out of fire, and you made him out of clay, out of earth, out of dust. The same shaitan will say, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Today I wish I was also dust.